This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of 6 Minute English with me, Dima Kostenko.
And me, Kate Collin. Hi.
In today's programme, we're talking about dreams and aspirations versus reality. Also, when you're a teenager, just how much say should your parents have about your risky adventures? But first of all, I would like to ask you a question, Kate.
Okay, far ahead.
When you were a child, did you have any dreams that you can still remember?
Well, at one point, I was very interested in doing a parachute jump, and I think I must have only been about 12, and of course my parents wouldn't let me.
Did you ever fulfil that aspiration?
I did, actually. When I was in my 20s and I was travelling in Australia, I did actually manage to jump out of an aeroplane with a parachute, which was great fun.
Fantastic. At least yours was realistic. Mine wasn't. When I was a kid, I always dreamt of having some special powers.
Oh, don't all little boys.
Which, of course, is not an easy thing to have. Anyway, we're not the only people in the world who have once dreamt of doing something interesting or amazing, of course. Recently, I've come across a story about a Dutch girl who was about to surprise the world with a unique deed. Believe it or not, Kate, at the age of 13, Laura Dekker was planning to sail around the world alone in a boat that's just over 8 metres long. This would make her the youngest ever person to circumnavigate the globe solo.
I think that sounds absolutely incredible. She seems so young to do something like that all by herself.
I know. The voyage was due to start earlier this month. However, last month, the Dutch authorities made a decision which effectively put an end to Laura's sailing aspirations, at least for now. They said such an adventure would not be in her best interest at an age that's very important for her development. And that's despite the fact that Laura's parents supported her intention.
In a moment, we'll hear from our reporter in The Hague, Geraldine Coolen. But before that, shall I take us through some of today's key vocabulary?
Great idea, Kate.
OK, well, first of all, the word combination, legal battle. In the context of the story, this refers to the intention of social workers to strip Laura's parents, who supported their daughter's plans, of their legal parental rights through a court's decision. Next, another collocation, a raging debate, which means a very intense, heated public discussion. And two verbs with similar meanings, to spark and to fuel. Both of them can mean to be the cause of, or the reason for something, to encourage something.
And just before we listen to Geraldine, here comes this week's question for you, Kate. You'll hear Geraldine say in her report that some ambitious parents encourage their children to become the youngest to accomplish an extremely exhausting, or as she puts it, gruelling feat. Which phrase do you think she uses to describe this? Is it A, a rat race to become a super child? B, a mouse trap for child competitors? Or C, a three-legged race?
Well, I'm going to go for a rat race to become a super child. A mouse trap for child competitors doesn't really make sense, and a three-legged race is a type of game that young children play when they tie their legs together and try and run as fast as possible.
We'll check your answer in a minute. See if you can catch it as you're listening to our reporter. Also, listen out for the keywords.
Legal battle, raging debate, spark and fuel.
The legal battle has sparked a raging debate about the role that parents should play in their children's risky adventures. Psychologists say the new rat race to become a superchild, or the youngest to accomplish a gruelling feat, can be fuelled by ambitious parents.
So Geraldine Coolen says the legal battle around the decision by Laura and her parents to allow her to sail solo around the globe has started a big public discussion.
That's right. And did you hear the answer to this week's question? What phrase does our reporter use to describe the competitive urge to become the youngest to achieve something big?
Well, she says that according to psychologists, it's some overly ambitious parents who are at least partly responsible for the new rat race to become a superchild. Which means that my earlier guess was right.
Absolutely. The next comment comes from Julie Thomas from the Children's Legal Centre, which promotes children's rights in the UK and worldwide. As you listen, try to decide whether she agrees or disagrees with the authorities' decision not to allow Laura to go sailing. And here's another collocation for today to help you find the answer.
And that is final arbiters, which means people who have the official as well as moral rights to take a decision in a dispute.
OK, let's listen.
The difficulty is that as parents, you can't always be the final arbiters in these things. You know, society does have a role in protecting children and making sure that they do really understand what they're doing.
I think that Julie does support the authorities' decision not to allow Laura to go sailing, and I can tell this because of the language she used in the extract we just heard. She said that society does have a role in protecting children, and we don't just leave these decisions up to their parents alone.
Yes, thank you for your explanation, Kate. An unusual story, and you can find out more about it by following the links from our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Right, all we have time for today is a quick recap of some key vocabulary with Kate.
OK, well, first of all, we had the phrase legal battle. Then another collocation, a raging debate. We also heard the verbs to spark and to fuel. Then there was the phrase the new rat race to become a superchild. And final arbiters.
Thanks for that, Kate. Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.